Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw is hit by the pitch. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Zuvella moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up towards short. Ziavella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. Gladden moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett is walked intentionally. Brad Havens now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Puckett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to second. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Larkin. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zuvella takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. John Christensen pinch hits for Randy Bush. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Christensen moves to second. Mark Davidson pinch runs for John Christensen. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Don Gordon now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvello misplays the ball. That's an error on Zuvello. Davidson moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive towards the mound. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davidson scores. Puckett scores. Gaetti moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. Laudner goes all the way around to score. Gagne moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-4, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. John Moses now playing center field. Al Newman now playing third base. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. 2 outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses hits a pop-up into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. German Gonzalez now pitching. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zuvella hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.